That's with it from Little Milton. At 6:05, it is 80 right now. 5 minutes on the downside of 6 under mostly cloudy skies right now. Temperature standing at 49 degrees outside studios right now. And it's time to check in with Mr. Buddy Huggins. Of course, he's a promoter for Extreme Mid-South Wrestling. Of course, he has a special guest this evening for us. Good evening. Welcome to the show, Mr. Huggins. How you been?
Hey, Al. Doing wonderful. I've got a guest on the phone that everybody will remember. He was one half of the Rock and Roll Express, Rick Morton. How you doing, Rick?
Man, I'm doing fine. Could be, you know, it's nice talking to all the people back there again.
Well, I tell you, it wasn't that long when you was back in Mississippi, and Mississippi was doing, you came here in the, I guess you, it's 75, 77?
Beg your pardon?
How far back do you go with the old Mid-South?
No, I started in Mid-South in 1983.
83,
yeah.
All right. Bill Watts brought you in?
Yeah, he sure did. You know, Bill Watts is a great promoter, which, you know, promoted Mid-South wrestling throughout Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, Oklahoma. You know, it's one of the best times of my whole career when I was down that area.
I tell you, it reached a high point there, too, and it was due to you. Bill was talking to me last week, and your name came up in a conversation, and he spoke real highly of you. He told me that as far as technical, you were the best that he had ever seen. You had all the tools from the bottom to the top. You could take it and go with it. And he spoke, like I say, real highly of you. And I've met you at different events in the past. You've actually worked with my buddy JC, 93, 94, 95.
Uh-huh.
There was another gentleman there that spoke real highly of you. And I'm going to play this from him and see if you remember this voice.
Okay.
Jack, your North American Heavyweight Champion, bringing you exciting news that every wrestling fan needs to know about. Every fan who ever wished that things could be the way they used to be. Well, this is Mid-South Championship Wrestling, and that's exactly the way it is. Some of the greatest stars the sport has ever known, Cactus Jack, the Spoiler, Abdullah the Butcher, the Rock and Roll Express. Hey, we're now looking back at the past. We got our eye on the future, and we're coming to your town. Mike Mayne!
That wasn't hard to choose there.
You remember that fella?
Oh, yeah. I've done for a long time. Cactus Jack, Mankind, or whatever you know what he is now with WWE.
A.K.A. The Man.
Oh, yeah. He's the Man. I mean, you know, you got to understand this right here. You used to talk about Bill Watts a while ago. You know, that's one of the best compliments anybody could ever pay, especially from coming from a gentleman like Bill Watts. And then I'm going to tell you, it might take a little while here, just for a second or two. You know, Bill Watts came to the Memphis, Tennessee area in 1983, and he was looking for talent for the Mid-South area. But see, you know, Bill Watts is a different kind. I mean, he looks for guys that knew how to work, knew what they were doing in the ring, that way in order to draw money. And in Memphis, Robert and I were playing, well, I guess you'd say we were playing second fiddle to a team called the Fabulous Ones, which was Stan Lane and Steve Kern. You know, and Bill Watts came up, he watched his work, you know, he took us to Louisiana, and from there we went on, and let me tell you, you know, I learned a lot from Bill Watts. Matter of fact, I learned a lot about the promotions, I learned a lot about working in the ring, knowing what he wanted, and what he knew the people of the Mid-South area wanted, and it worked out, you know, extremely good. Matter of fact, it paved the road for Robert and I being world tag team champions.
Well, I believe it paved a lot more than that. I believe
it
paved the way for what we see in the area of extreme sports, extreme wrestling. You guys were the onset of the rock and roll. I mean, it was hot with what Michael Hayes and them had been doing.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You didn't do nothing but stir up the heat.
Uh-huh.
And I tell you, y'all lit it up in Greenville, Greenwood, Jackson, Mississippi, down to Shreveport, mm-hmm. on over to Houston, Texas, back up to Dallas. You seen it all. You know what it was like when this Mid-South area was a true territory area.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me tell you something. I'm not trying to cut you off there, and I really like what you said there, extreme wrestling. You know, there's two different kinds of extreme wrestling. You have extreme wrestling, which is up out of Philadelphia, where the guys don't care about each other or the business, either one. But then you have the extreme, where you're at down there, the extreme good wrestlers. You see, you got to understand, it's a difference between used to being a wrestler, and nowadays people call themselves wrestlers. You know, one thing I got to take it for y'all, on y'all's side for extreme wrestling, is because when you bring workers in, you bring quality workers in, not somebody that just fell off the back of a tomato truck that says, hey, listen, I'm a professional wrestler. Well, how many matches you had? Oh, I've been wrestling for 3 years, but how many matches have you had in 3 years?
Four.
You understand what I'm saying right there? I'm coming from an extreme wrestling. In order to give the people what they want, they got to have people that know what they're doing in the ring, and that's something that y'all do.
Well, I appreciate it, and we're working real hard at it to make the Extreme stand for extremely good wrestling.
Oh, cool, man.
I want to send this message out to all the people that's listening, that's fans, and the people that want to be wrestlers, and the people that call themselves so-called wrestlers. We have a wrestling school. It's headed up by JC. It's in Jackson, Mississippi. It is the best wrestling school in the country as far as Mississippi goes. If you want to drive to a wrestling school, why drive all over the world in the country? Don't do that. Talk to Buddy Huggins. I can hook you up. We train professional wrestlers. If you're out there on the independent scene and you need your gig polished up, let's say get it polished right, we know how to polish it. We can put you over. So y'all come on, give me a call. You in this February, March, April, you're going to be working with the best in the business, and I'm going
to
do it.
Well, you know, that's one thing I like to say right there, because, you know, all these guys, they go to wrestling schools. And you got to understand, who is the guy that's training them? I never heard of him before. Have you ever heard of him? You know, Joe Handkerchief trained me. Well, I don't know about Joe Handkerchief. It's something to just blow your nose on. It's something that you got to understand. To be a quality wrestler, you have to be trained by somebody that's quality. That's like Extreme Wrestling, JC, all them. That will help out their career a lot more.
Well, it's the full package that we can give them here in Extreme Mid-South Wrestling. What we're going to do is just going to pave the way to try to build this area back. I'll be working with the qualified companies that want to work with me.
Uh-huh.
Our guys are going to go to their shows. Their top guys are going to come to our shows. We're starting something here in Mississippi that's kind of been going for this month. I've been sending the Jagged Edge to different promotions, and I've been going to the shows looking and pulling the guys aside and saying, all right, you are a worker. You need polishing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
If they get their feelings hurt, I don't really care at this point, because we got to quit selling the fans short, or we all going to the business is just going to go nowhere.
Oh, well, I can understand that. You know, matter of fact, I do a lot of independent shows, you know, and before I can even go to the show to wrestle, you know, you got to understand, I got to know who I'm wrestling. I got to know what I'm doing, because I don't want to get out there and make a fool out of the person who I'm wrestling. You understand where I'm coming from there? I got to know what's to get the people the quality. You know, they're the ones that pay for the ticket. And let me tell you this, when Rock and Roll comes to town, we give the people their money's worth, no matter if there's five people or if there's 50,000 out there.
And I know that sentiment. I know it. We've got to live it. We want to get it back up to Mississippi for when we do a show in Greenville, Greenwood. We got 4, 5, maybe even 600. People say, how long is it going to take? I'm telling you this. It's going to take as long as it takes that I can do it. It may take a year. It may take 2 years. I don't have the fancy TV. I don't have all the money in the world, but I got this one radio station fixing to turn to 5 radio stations, fixing to turn to 10. Now, y'all just keep listening, fans, and go to the website, www.midsouthwrestling.com. You'll hear these interviews and more interviews. I've got Ernie Ladd scheduled in the next week. He's been busy.
Big cat, baby.
He's been busy with the campaign. He's working with Bush on that campaign issue, and Bush has been flying him all over the country. I think he's in Florida tonight.
Uh-huh.
But he'll be on the radio. And see, I learn from people like that. That's what I do. I listen.
Well, that's cool. But you know what I love to go back to is the people of the Mid-South area. You know, it's one thing that Robert and I always done our whole career. That is, we always put the fans number one. That's why we never mind it being number two. And if you watch the wrestling these days, you see, everybody's got away from that. You got to understand that I am Ricky Morton. My partner is Robert Gibson. We were around when your Stings were around, when your Ric Flairs were. But see, we're not. They don't see us on TV right now because you know why? It's done turned to something that's not the way we like it. You know, and I found out that you can't fight City Hall.
Hmm.
But in other words, you know, I'm out here doing independent promotions, but I love it.
Right.
I'm out there. I'm out with the fans. I get to meet them. They don't know, have me hid in the back here saying I can't talk to nobody. Or just because I'm somebody's friend that I'm going to be the champion. You got to understand, back in the Mid-South days when you come to work for Bill Watts, you earned what you got. Nobody gave you nothing. I mean, you went out to that ring. It was every night. It wasn't a 10-minute match a night. You understand, we give the people those money. Well, we went 35, 40, sometimes hour time limits. That's what the wrestling, I believe in, and that's what I think Extreme is doing back to the Mid-South area.
Look, some of the best shows I've seen on WCW were when you went against Ric Flair.
Well, thank you, buddy.
And I don't know to my, you know, I understand what you're saying. They're not doing the things right in the business like we need them to be doing.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, last night, I'm going to mention this only one time, Booker T. Took a woman down.
Yeah.
There's no Booker T. You know him personally. I know him personally. He would not do that normally. Somebody's putting pressure on him to do that.
Yeah.
A man does not have to hit a woman in the ring to put butts in the seat. That's wrong. WCW, you're wrong.
Well,
WWF, you're wrong.
Well, you understand that WCW is not, you know, WCW is 90 to 100 million dollars in the hole because we got people running that business that don't know whether to wind their behind or scratch their watch.
Okay, guys, I'm going to have to jump in here. I've got a couple of minutes before we get up out of here. Of course, you want to wrap it up here?
Yeah, we got to wrap it up. I could talk to you, Rick, on an hour show. As a matter of fact, when I do get that hour format, me and you going to hook up, and we're going to talk some business.
That'd be great.
I'm in the business of re-educating these folks. It's going to take time. Matter of fact, in the re-educating stage, we got a free show to the public in Jackson, Mississippi. I give you more detail on this show. It's developing as we speak. Of course, weather pending, you know, this time of year, people say, well, why are you doing a free show? Well, it's another independent organization doing it, and I'm going to be there, and I'm going to help them. And we're going to send them some top talent. We're going to work with them. And that's the 25th. It's in South Jackson. I'll tell you a little bit more about that tomorrow. But things are looking good here, Al. And
okay.
We appreciate Rick Morton for being our guest today. I'll get back with you, Rick, in the near future on the date.
It's my pleasure, and thank you very much for calling, and all the old fans down there, I want to tell you hi and tell you that rock and roll is still alive, and we still love you. Thank you.
And you're coming back. We're going to bring you back in the spring, and we're going to have some fun.
All right, buddy. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it, man.
Okay, that's Mr. Buddy Hugg, of course, the legendary Ricky Morton, of course, live here on 104.3 WGNL, and I'll do Slamming 106.3 WGNG. We'll be right back with more blues inside the Budweiser Bud Light Blues Cruise, GNL, GNG.
Say what? Yeah. Make it good, make it cool, make it solid, make it true, make it up, make it down, make it blue, make it round, make it nice, make it right, make it worth my world tonight,
right.
Make it loose, make it tight, cause you gotta make everything alright. You gotta make it real smooth when you let it flow, don't make haste, wait, just take it slow, cause I'ma make it jump off till it's time to go, all the way from the end to the outro. Make it good from beginning straight to the end. Make me wanna come back for it once again. Make me rise on a scale of 1 to 10. Then make another round, my friend. Make it too much or not enough.
Yeah, that's right.
Make it fast, make it change. Make it this, make it that. Make sure everything's all in track. That's right.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's the Budweiser WGNL GNG Blues Cruise. Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. The best blues in the Delta on 104.3 WGNL and the all-new 106.3 WGNG. Brought to you by Budweiser. That's the Budweiser WGNL GNG Blues Cruise. That's Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. Only on 104.3 WGNL and the all-new 106.3 WGNG. That's the Budweiser Blues Cruise.
Nobody wants to know.